Hello everybody. I'm very pleased to be recognising International Women's Day, a day that celebrates the achievements of women across the world. But as we celebrate women's achievements, we must also think of some of the problems that sadly women face all too often in the UK and in other countries across the world. I'm thinking particularly of issues like violence against women and girls, domestic violence and abuse that takes place outside of the home. I'm pleased to say that the government has been able to put a particular focus on dealing with violence. We want to eradicate violence against women and girls. So we've ring-fenced £40 million of funding to support victims of domestic violence. We've introduced Claire's Law, which gives an opportunity for women to have access to information about potentially abusive and violent partners. And I'm pleased to say that the pilots that are operating, we're already seeing women benefiting from being able to have that information and remove themselves from a violent relationship. But the evidence is that sadly, of all the age groups that will suffer most from domestic abuse or domestic violence, abuse within a relationship, it is teenage girls. And that's why I'm pleased that we've extended the definition of domestic violence to cover 16 and 17-year-olds. And also we've launched a new online and TV ad campaign about abusive relationships. Sadly, all too often young people think that it's okay to hit their partner or to abuse their partner in some form. And sadly, too many partners don't realise when a relationship turns abusive. Our campaign is helping to educate young people to recognise the signs of an abusive relationship and to know what to do about it. So we've done all this, we've done much more. We've introduced new offences of stalking to ensure that women can be protected by the law from that horrendous crime as well. We're criminalising forced marriage. We don't believe anybody should be forced into a marriage against their will. So the government is taking much action, but we can only do so much. What we need is for people to raise their voices too. Raise their voices, whether it's against the barbaric practice of female genital mutilation or whether it's against an abusive relationship, supporting somebody who they see in as abusive relationship. We need to change attitudes. We can only change attitudes by working together. Government will do its bit, but I want you all to do your bit too. So speak out, stand up against violence against women and girls, and that's the way we can eradicate it.